Hey, you're listening to the podcast by Rob, David, and Jared.
Hey.
We listen to the podcast on Mark Cuban. Mark's kind of a self-starter, hustler kind of personality. And he really surprised me because most of his background comes from a very technology-based area. How do you guys feel about that?
No, yeah, I thought Mark Cuban got to start just selling stocks off the stock market. I didn't think, because he originally said his first business was doing integration with computers, and he was teaching himself how to code. Like, and it sounded like he just rode the wave with everyone and all the other big tech companies and just started developing this into the computers and the internet, and that's how he got his start.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by it, too, and I also thought it was interesting because he didn't come off as the like genius type that some of the other tech people or billionaires of that time, but rather just like emphasized how hard he worked. And even when he was talking about how he read the manual
for the computers
and would just like work his ass off for like 36-hour shifts and just like stay ahead of it that way, he had never actually had like a background from schooling in it or anything. He kind of just like got in with that banking company, I think it was, and then just learned from there.
That was one of the things that really surprised me, because he didn't talk a lot about his college background. He kind of just out of college.
College was like a secondhand thing to him.
I think the most he got from college was literally just the network. Because anytime he talked about college, he'd always just be like, "Oh yeah, my buddy's from college," or this, and that. Like that's what brought him to Dallas. But as far as education goes, I feel like he just learned from experience.
Yeah. Well, he did say that his master or major classes that he got from for his master's that got him his first job at the computer place.
Yeah, but then they found out that.
And he got fired because he was lying. But it got him in the door.
Exactly. That's how he learned the PC business.
I think a lot of that, like, just getting a foot in the door was, like, a big mentality for Mark, because even at some companies, when he didn't have the resources, the money, or like the ability to offer services to this company, like he found a way to connect with them and sell himself to the business and let them know that he had value. He showed them through his work ethic and his that he could offer something to the companies.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how with every company, when he'd explain his reasons for quitting, he was just like, "Oh, it wasn't for me." Even though, like, for some of the companies, he would go there and, like, be amazing at sales because that just came naturally to him. But he knew he'd always want more, and I think, like, the natural hustler in him is really why he actually
had fired. So much success. He got fired from his first company for hustling.
Yeah.
Because he was going to make the big payout, and then he disagreed with his boss, and his boss fired him on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, he mentioned, like, even from a very young age, he had that hustler, like, "I'm going to make money" kind of mentality, like, when he was going around selling candy to his neighbors, stamps, garbage bags.
The whole, "I'm going to," at the age of 11, he was thinking about, "Oh, yeah, I could make some money right now, move out, afford rent."
Yeah.
not have to be dependent on my parents. I thought that was pretty
And even that mentality transferred into when he was an adult. Because he was saying that, like, the reason he bought the Mavericks was just because he was looking around at a game and was like, "Hey, I can run this better than they can."
Exactly.
And then he paid, what do you say, $100 million more dollars than he should have for the Mavericks?
Yeah, who were not doing well at all. And he led them to, like, multiple
still aren't
chances.
That good of a team now.
Yeah.
But now the Mavericks are worth over $1 billion, just like every other NBA team.
And then they elaborated on the impact he actually had on the NBA, because he found out about some of the, like, corruption as far as
the refs
go, and he was like, "Well, the NBA is definitely better now," after I, like, put my
two cents
voice down. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think back to the point on him being just willing or able to sell anything to anyone. One of the things he said was selling was easy for him, and it was just a matter of effort. And I think a lot of his success comes from just him, like, being able to sit down and get through the work that he needed to get through.
Yeah, it seemed like he worked his ass off. And I thought it was cool that he said one of the reasons he was so successful in sales was just because he would, like, put his, he said, like, put it, himself in the company's shoes to understand. And I think that was extremely valuable, especially for the up-and-coming PC industry, because, like, no one actually knew what they were or how they could actually, right, like, gain value from that in their company. So then he was like, okay, I have to, like, analyze what this company's perspective is and where they're coming from and how my knowledge of PCs can, like, make sure that they actually have a value in the company.
Yeah, and Cuban also said that, which is what I thought was probably the best thing he said, was that selling stuff isn't about making profit. It's about helping people. So, like, the fact that that was his mentality is probably what led to his success, because he wasn't thinking about the money. He was thinking about, he was, like, conscious of how he was going to move day to day and month to month in the business plan. But the overall goal was not to make money. It was to help people and create products and help build businesses. So the money was just kind of an afterthought for him.
Yeah, I actually agree with that a lot, because during that podcast, it always felt like the money was, like, something that just came with whatever he was doing. Like, he always had a different incentive, and then he would just be like, oh, yeah, I made
It's like
this much money off that, and I was like, yeah, and then I went and did something else. And it's like, okay, you clearly weren't just having a goal for money.
Even when he was retired by, what he said, the age of 35, he continued to work on projects. Even when he had enough wealth to last him, like, a million lifetimes, he kept working on other projects. So, like, the company he sold to, what was it, Yahoo?
Yeah, his
for
audio.
$5 billion.
Yeah, so it's mostly, like, he's able to sit down and, like, see something that's intellectually challenging, and it's more him against the problem, and then he focuses on his work rather than just viewing it as a way to get money, get rich.
Yeah, I liked what he said about, like, just, they were like, why would you do those 36-hour, or he, it was like, well, you were a workaholic, and he was like, no, it wasn't even that, it was more of just, like, I'm, like, being challenged right now, and I just really have this desire to solve this problem, which I thought that was really cool. And I also thought it was interesting, like, even as far as the money aspect goes, like, he sold that, eventual $5 billion company, the original 1% shares of stocks, he just was like, oh yeah, $30,000 is a good, like, fair price to put on it. And they turned into, like, what, like, 22?
1% equaled $22 million at the end of the business.
That's crazy to think about. I don't know. And one of the not-so-serious points that they threw in at the end was that at the age of 37, Mark finally learned how to dunk a basketball, and it took him years and years to try, but, like, he kept training, and, like, just little things like that show, like, all right, this man doesn't give up. Like, he's going to keep working to get what he wants, and no amount, no age, no, nothing's going to stop him.
Yeah, it's just because, yeah, that is true. I also thought the last question, Guy, I think his name was.
Yeah, Guy Ross.
Yeah. Guy Ross asked him, was, if you were to lose everything, what would you do tomorrow? And he was just like, yeah, probably get another job. Bartend at night, sales during the day. Just, like, back to it. Just,
and
like,
he was so confident.
That's just his personality. He was just like, yeah. He was like,
he was
I'm
so
confident.
I'll make millions of dollars again.
But it was cool hearing his, like, humble side and him admitting that he was like, oh, there's a lot of luck involved in this. Like, it wasn't
all he was that. Humble, but he also was, like, owned it. He also knew that, like, he accomplished it.
Yeah.
And that not many people can do those types of things.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it overall. Would recommend. Would you guys recommend listening to this one?
I would recommend.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Take some notes. Give it a listen.
Pretty interesting stuff in there.
Love you, Jake.
Thanks for listening. This has been...
Jake, you are my Lord and Savior.
This has been Jared.
Jesus Christ.
Jared, David, and Rob. And we'll talk to you next time.